Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Page Master, our podcast about books and movies. Today's Wednesday, so normally we do a book review on Wednesdays. And I'm kind of going to do a review in a sense, but in reality, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about the worst book that I have ever read. And I know some of you listeners are going to be like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? Like, this is a great book, and how can you think it's a terrible book? Well, the book I'm going to talk about is actually a book that's considered classic American lit. You know, it's supposed to be one of the 100 greatest books of all time. But I'll be honest, maybe it was my upbringing. Maybe it's the fact that I could not relate to the main character in this book. But I genuinely hated this book. And for a lot of reasons that I will discuss in a bit, the book that I'm going to be talking about is The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. So for those of you who are interested, stay tuned. For those of you who are not, stay tuned anyway. I think it's going to be a pretty good one. So yeah, The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. I'm sure we've all read more books than we can remember, but there are those rare gems that you simply cannot forget. Those books hold a special place in your life, and chances are, if you're like me, you have a bookshelf in your home dedicated just for those books that you deem your personal classics. I am a librarian, as I mentioned before, so of course I am obsessed with books and admiring them. I love admiring them as they sit on my bookshelf. I can think of countless books that were just amazing reads. I think of the March trilogy by John Lewis, the Iliad and the Odyssey by Homer, basically anything that S.E. Hinton has put out, and of course, some of the most amazing books by some Latinx authors, like Américo Paredes. Fahrenheit 451 was even a great one. And to me, those are classics. But there's also that one book that I loathe with a fiery passion. It's a book that many literary critics and book reviewers say is a timeless classic, while I say it is complete garbage and hands down the worst book I have ever read. I know everybody has read a few books that they disliked or just completely hated. Well, The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger is that book for me. Let's just say that my dislike for this book is as deep as Biff Tannen's hate for Marty McFly. That's a Back to the Future reference. Look it up if you don't get it. And, you know, I get it. It is a classic to many. And the simplistic plot of adolescent isolation is one that many teenagers and young adults can relate to. But for me, Holden Caulfield, the story's protagonist, just comes off as a whiny and privileged little bitch who assumes his life problems are relevant in such a big world when in reality, he is just a speck in the entire world's bandwidth. The appeal for many is there, and I can see how many relate to the story. I also understand the book was published during the post-World War II era, so Salinger's ideology, and the ideology of millions who read this story, was different from mine today. However, given the drastic societal changes that have occurred recently, Holden comes off as an even more annoying protagonist than he did when I read this book initially 15 years ago. I have read it multiple times in hopes that one day I can enjoy it and say, okay, I get it. But that day has yet to come. So for now, I will continue hating this book and everything about it. Many Goodreads users share my sentiment. I'm sure many of you readers genuinely enjoy this book, and I respect that. But for me, it goes down as the worst effing book I have ever read. All right, so as I mentioned a bit ago, you know, many Goodreads users actually share my sentiment in terms of hating this book. So we're going to be doing something new with our book reviews and movie reviews. We're going to be starting a new segment called Second Take. So you heard my take. You heard why I hated the book. There's a lot of reasons that I just won't go into. I believe my upbringing has a lot to do with it growing up. Underprivileged, underserved, Latino, segregated, you know, poor. All of those things obviously play into this. So I don't know, call it envy, call it jealousy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But I hated the book. I couldn't relate to Holden. I couldn't relate to anything this book was talking about. So for me, I hated it. And now I'm going to share a couple of one-star reviews from Goodreads about some other, some other readers who genuinely hated this book as much as I did. That being said, I will also read a few 5-star reviews so that we can get both sides. I think that's the best way to make a decision for yourself whether you think this book was good or not good. If you haven't read it, pick it up. I don't recommend it, but, on the off chance that you enjoy it, try it. So this first review is from a Goodreads user named Cheyenne. And Cheyenne rated this 1-star. So her review goes like this. If I could give this book a 0, I would. I absolutely hated it. Generally, I don't hate books either. Usually, it's a very strong dislike, and generally, I give them a second chance. But no, I would never be reading this book again. In my opinion, Holden is the worst character in the English language. Salinger tried just too damn hard to make him, quote-unquote, universal, to the point where he becomes unrealistic. His train of thought is annoying and repetitive, and God, those catchphrases of his. Can someone shut this kid up? Holden is almost the anti-Gary Stu. Nearly everything's wrong with him. The one good thing about him being his love for his younger sister. The plot is one of the worst I've ever read. It's boring, and it, like Holden, is unbelievably and painfully repetitive. Holden calls up an old friend, has a drink. Holden calls up a girl, has a drink. Holden dances with a girl, then he drinks. Was there a climax to this book? I must have missed it. Maybe it was Holden nearly freezing to death? What? In Central Park? No. Maybe it was when Holden called up that hooker. Maybe not. The plot is so fuzzy and flat, I couldn't tell when to pique my interest. And that's it. It never did. So bye-bye, Holden. Your book's been gathering dust on my shelf for the past 2 years, and it'll stay that way. Until I decide to sell it, of course. So, Cheyenne, you hated it just as much as I do, or I did, because I'm never going to read that book again. I recommend you take that book now to a Half-Price Books, or just sell it online. Get rid of it. Do what you got to do. I don't condone book burning, so let's not do that. Let's not rip it up. Sell it so somebody else might enjoy it. But I definitely appreciated your review. All right, so we have another 1-star review from Madeline on Goodreads. Madeline types, "In my hand, I hold $5. I will give it to anyone who can explain the plot of this book, or why there is no plot, and make me understand why the hell people think it's so amazing." Those, Madeline, are my thoughts exactly. I don't know how this is considered American, classic American lit, because I too think that this book was garbage, but I would offer up even more than $5. I would offer up up to like $100 for anybody who could genuinely and thoroughly explain to me the point of the book and why it's so great. And for our final 1-star review, before I jump into the 5-star reviews, this is from Dan Porter on Goodreads. Dan types, "Reading this book was one of the biggest wastes of my time in the past 20 years. Holden Caulfield's problem is that he is the biggest phony he knows. Count the number of times he lies or behaves like someone he's not, and then try to convince me otherwise. This is not a book about teenage alienation. It's about a smartass who can't deal with who he really is and spends almost 300 pages ranting about it. Most likely to a doctor in a psych ward." Damn, that one has like 189 likes. Dan, I couldn't agree with you more. I appreciate the 3 1-star reviews I just read because I feel the same way. This book is garbage, but to not be 100% biased, let's move on to those weirdly rated 5-star reviews. All right, so our first 5-star review on Goodreads comes from Dwayne. Dwayne types, "J.D. Salinger died in 2010, but from the perspective of the literary world that happened in 1963 after he published his last work. It really happened in 1951 after the phenomenal success of this novel, The Catcher in the Rye. He didn't like or want the publicity, the spotlight on him, brought about by the novel's success. So he withdrew, becoming almost recluse in his later years. It's comparable to what happened to Harper Lee with her classic, To Kill a Mockingbird. Salinger did publish other works, very good ones. In Holden Caulfield, Salinger created, possibly, the single best character in American literature. The innocent, rambling, distorted view of New York, of life as seen through his young eyes, is as striking as Curacao, I think that's the name, view of his America, or of Joyce's view of his Dublin. It's one of the iconic novels with one of the iconic characters in all of literature, 4.5 stars. So, Dwayne, yeah, obviously you couldn't rate a 4.5, so I understand the, you know, why you gave it a 5, but I have to disagree with you there, buddy. You stated that he created quite possibly the single best character in American lit. I don't know, man. That's a huge stretch for me. I respect the review, and I don't know why the hell you rated it 5 stars. But, yeah, I would say go back and read that book again, because you reviewed that in 2013, and tell me if you still rate it as a 4.5 stars in 2019. And our next 5-star review on Goodreads comes from Lindsay Dowling, who reviewed this back not too long back in 2018. She types, "This book is perfection. The unreliable narrator is one of my favorite aspects of literature, and Holden Caulfield takes the gold medal in this category. It's also an excellent representation of what depression can do to a person. You feel loneliest when you're around people. You don't feel excited about anything. You self-sabotage. You ramble about feelings you can't articulate. I always love revisiting Holden every so often. It reminds me of why we need to put an end to the stigma that surrounds mental health." So, Lindsay, I respect your review. Myself, I deal with some mental health issues, some anxiety, acute anxiety, dealt with panic attacks and stuff. So not to make light of mental health issues, I totally respect that. And you're right. You know, I could see what you mean when you say, you know, it reminds us of why we need to put an end to the stigma that surrounds mental health. So I agree with you there. But I don't know. I just don't think this is a 5-star book. I can't say it enough. Holden Caulfield, he's just pretty whiny, and he's quite annoying, to be honest. But like I said, I respect your review. And if you definitely do go back and read this as often as you imply here on this review, then God have mercy on you. And our final 5-star review on Goodreads comes from Teresa, or Teresa, because that's how you pronounce it. Teresa types, "Best coming of age story ever. It's a classic for a reason. Thank you, J.D. Salinger, for writing a masterpiece. Unforgettable, haunting, and relatable." I'm going to have to 100% disagree with you there, Teresa, because this is definitely not the best coming of age story ever. Not all of us grew up, you know, served as well as Holden was in this book. We all didn't have the right to complain about things. I feel like this book completely marginalized people of color. I get it. It was written a long time ago. But for somebody like myself, when I was younger, and for people just like me, women and men, Latinx people, as well as people of color, are reading this book, it completely marginalizes us, and it makes us feel like we can't relate to this person at all. So best coming of age story ever, Teresa, I'm going to have to 100% disagree with you. I respect the quick and concise review, but yeah, this book is still garbage. All right, well, there you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed my episode. I don't know if you're going to agree with me 100% or if you're going to disagree completely, but I welcome all opinions. Drop us a line on our email at thepagemasterpodcast@gmail.com. As always, follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is thepagemasterpodcast. Look for us. If you hate this, my take on why I feel that The Catcher in the Rye is the worst book ever, please let me know. I welcome all opinions. If you also agree that this is the worst book ever, or at least one of the worst books you've ever read, drop us a line. Let me know, because I genuinely want to hear about it. But as always, that's our episode for today. Sam and I will be dropping a special episode for y'all on Saturday. We will be reviewing a special, I'm not going to give it away. We will be talking about something pretty cool. So stay tuned for Saturday, and we look forward to dropping more episodes with y'all soon. Thanks for listening.